Armadoxy for today. And now it begins. The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is the beginning of the Christian story. Not Christmas, but Easter is where it all begins. It is a singular event in human history, whereas everyone has been born and everyone has and or will die, only one has returned from death. That is the celebration of Easter. In Armadoxy, we approach Easter with preparation. We have been through a 40-day preparatory period called Great Lent, and a week of intense focus on the mystery of the Passion, Crucifixion, and Resurrection of Christ, referred to as Holy Week. So it would seem that Easter is the culmination of this period. Instead, we discover it is only the beginning. The message, Christ is risen, was the first gospel of the Christian church. The word gospel literally means good news. In Armenian, good news is avedis, from which the word avedaran is derived, the word for gospel. The Christian community was built on the good news that Jesus did not die, but resurrected from the dead and lives on. The resurrection takes place in the eternal present. It is not he rose or he has risen, but he is risen. The message is current yesterday, today, and tomorrow. In Jesus' farewell discourse recorded in the Gospel of St. John, he makes it clear that life will continue after the resurrection. He does not leave us orphaned, but rather establishes and commissions his church, his holy body, to continue the mission for which he came. During the next 40 days to the day of ascension, we read the book of Acts in the Armenian church, thereby focusing on the development of the church. During the next 50 days to the day of Pentecost, we, here at epostle.net, will look at the stories that come to us from apostolic times, juxtaposed next to stories that come from our experiences, that is, stories of inspiration from our lives today. Join me on this next period of the Christian journey. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your unconditional love, for looking after us as the birds of the air and the lilies of the field. Through your love as our Creator, you gave us your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, so that we may have life and have it abundantly. And now, as we are reminded of Jesus' resurrection, we remember once again, you did not abandon us, but set up the Holy Church to guide and direct us through the Holy Spirit. May we be worthy of the love you so abundantly bless us with.
Epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.